from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's a budding, I don't want to call it controversy, Loogie, but there's budding something happening in Metland right now. Pete Alonso, for the first time in 4 years, 3 or 4 years, is batting outside of the top four in this upcoming game against the St. Louis Cardinals. This is shocking from Pete Alonso's standpoint.
Yeah, it's the first time since 2020 that Pete has not been batting either, you know, first, second, third, fourth, whatever. He's dropped beyond fourth. And look, I'm a big, enormous, huge supporter of Pete Alonso. He had a rough weekend. He did. Yeah. I mean, he had the big home run on Friday night, but other than that, he struggled. He's been struggling all year with guys in scoring position and whether he's pressing or whatever it is. Because I don't think Pete Alonso's a declining player. That's the big narrative you hear.
Well,
that
what do you think it is? Like, I don't want to put him in the he's pressing because it's a contract year, because that feels beneath someone who's been as good as he's been. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what is it?
Yeah, I actually think it's something's in his head now. I do. I think that everything, I think if Pete Alonso could have it back, I don't think he would have hired Scott Boras as his agent.
Right.
I think he would have probably even...
Unnecessary pressure,
because when you hire Scott Boras, there's this feeling of, all right, they're going to, you know, take every single penny from our piggy bank here, and they're going to get us for every single dollar. So there's that over, like, dark cloud. You even saw Boras there in Anaheim. He's sitting there like he's, you know, Pete Alonso's father, and, you know, he's playing Little League, and he's sitting there like, all right, make sure my sonny boy is batting fourth.
Was he scoring?
No, he's not Evan, so he wasn't sitting there.
Scored in the Subway Series. He was scoring the game.
Yeah, I know that we saw that, but I still can't believe that anybody on this planet, the only people that score baseball games are Evan or that one guy that's listening to the radio broadcast when he's at the game and he looks like his smell. Yeah, those are the only guys that score the game, but it's just that feeling of that cloud over you of Scott Boras watching your every single move. And Pete is a polarizing figure. I think, Teak, I would say about a year ago, there was maybe 15% of the Mets land or Met fans that didn't like Pete because they think he's a doofus, their words not mine, and they don't like the air humping or the Donnie Diesel or all the catchphrases. I think that number has now grown. I think it's probably up to like 30, 40%. I think there's a lot of people in the fan base that want to see him leave. They don't think he will live up to any kind of contract that he gets. They think he's a declining player.
Yeah,
and he's not clutch.
Yeah, well, I mean, he hasn't been. Runners in scoring position this year, he's been 200, or maybe even worse than that. He's been bad, and it's not as if you can pinpoint an injury. It's not as if you can find an excuse. It's just underperformance. Now, the problem is you saw this happening a year ago, right? You saw his batting average dip to 215 or whatever it was, 212. You saw, you know, the home runs were there, but the clutchness seemed to be sliding. And it's a shame when it happens like this, because it almost makes it guaranteed that he's going to be a Met again, because nobody's going to over, and the qualifying offer is likely what is going to be his best bet. Now, Boras is going to try to, you know, scream and yell and say it was an anomaly, but 2 years is not an anomaly. A season or half a season is an anomaly. 2 seasons of underperformance from Pete Alonso is kind of who you are, especially once you're hitting 30.
Yeah, I mean, I still will hold on to the fact that he hit 46 homers last year. He's going to set a career high in doubles this year. I'm not a big batting average guy. I know a lot of people in our audience are going to drive off the BQE when I say this. I think it's a statistic that will go to the wayside. I think in 10 years, batting average won't even exist.
True, true. You're right. But it's also batting average when it matters.
That's where I was going with this. When it gets to the big moments, that seems to be the spots where Pete Alonso tightens up. And you don't always... Look, when I grew up, Teague, and you were playing football, chicks dig the long ball. That's what I was told. And yes. chicks still dig the long ball. But when it comes to, like, you know, a guy on third and one out, a sack fly will do. Right. I don't need you to hit it 500 feet. And in those spots this year, Alonso has tightened up a little bit. He's not doing well with guys in scoring position. So that aspect of his game obviously needs to get better. I'm not willing to give up on him. I still think Pete Alonso, if healthy, will hit 500 home runs and a lifelong Met. Like, Teak, you are a lifelong Giant, and I think we hear people all the time call up and say, Teaky, I loved you. You hear Jet fans call up, Teaky, we love you. And one of the reasons that's the case is because you stayed here.
Right.
And that matters to a fan base when a guy plays their whole career.
Way, that's so solid. Because, it trust me, it wasn't always pretty.
Right.
Midway through my career, people were like, all right, dude, you stink. You fumble too much. Get out of here. But you persevere, and you come out the other side, and especially if you come out the other side better and playing at a high level, then people remember that. And they remember that you worked through the adversity and stayed here. I think this is going to make it so dicey for Pete Alonso this offseason because he's not having this unbelievable contract year, Aaron Judge-esque contract year. He's having a, God, you better really like me to stick with me type of year. And the Mets have a decision to make. Now, do they think he's going to be expendable after the year? I hope not, because it's not easy to go find someone who can consistently hit 45 home runs a season. And so at the very least, you know that that's who Pete Alonso is going to be. And I think that's even if he does start to decline physically 2 or 3 years from now. And so you nailed it. When you're somewhere for a long time, all your warts kind of get rubbed down, right? They just kind of don't look as ugly when it's the same team for your entire career.
Yeah, you hear this all the time, Tiki. Like, you see in the NFL when guys trade jerseys at the end of games, and that sometimes bothers a lot of fans. We as fans are mated for life like geese with our teams. And I think when a player plays his entire career for a team, it's like he's one of us, right?
Yes.
Like, you stuck with us the whole way. So there's this loyalty. And I think if Pete Alonso, and I believe he ultimately will stay with the Mets and the Mets will sign him and he will play his entire career with the Mets, that will matter more. Through all the ups and downs, like any relationship, whether it be a marriage, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, friends, there's always peaks and valleys. Right now, it's a valley, but I do believe there obviously have been peaks and there will be more peaks to come. And for those that are giving up, I think you shouldn't give up because we've seen brilliance from Pete Alonso, and he's going through it a little bit, especially this weekend, but I have all the confidence in the world that Pete Alonso will figure it out. Now, Tiki, as you know, I am positive Tommy. I woke up this year, 38 years old. Actually, I'll be 39 this month. Please send me money. I spent my entire life being a negative Met fan. I woke up this year, and I am now positive Tommy. And after a weekend like this, I feel like I have to make some sort of statement to the Met fans out there.
You need to, because losing 2 out of 3 to the Angels, come on, man.
Yes, and I am the leader here of Met fans, and I would just say this. They finally lost the series, for like the first time in a month. They still have a tremendous record the last 2 months. It's baseball. It's a long season. Everybody has a bad series. If you look through it, I believe the Angels swept the Padres this year. Mm-hmm. They were able to figure it out. You can't give up on them now. I believe in this team. I am marching on. I believe in the power of positivity. And I think Met fans, sometimes there's this feeling amongst Met fans where they feel guilty that we even exist, right? We are in a town with the greatest franchise in the history of sports. There's no taking that away from them.
Currently the greatest player with Aaron Judge.
Sure. And then you feel like, all right, when is the other shoe going to drop? When are they going to let go of the rope? We don't deserve nice things. And I've told you all season long, Met fans, we deserve nice things and we will get nice things. And a lot of people want to, you know, give up now and say the season's over. The no fun police woke up from their nap and they were hitting me up on Twitter last night about how the season's over. And look, they got a big one coming up here in a little bit against the Cardinals, a peer tier team, a team they're going up for a postseason spot. And I expect, like they've done all season, for the Mets to answer the bell because this team's been spunky. And I have preached the power of positivity and they have rewarded me. So to my fellow Met fans, remain positive. There's still 2 months in the season, T.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.